big event tonight, and it's one of those, if you follow high school and college football, it's one of those events that has been around for years and years, and it's, you know, I guess it'd be the kickoff of football for the fall. Talking high school and college, and it's going to be at the Knights of Columbus, the coach's roast, and a guy that's been the MC of the event for a number of years also covers USD athletics for the Argus Leader, our good friend Mick Gary. Mick, are you ready for the coach's roast tonight?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm ever really ready, but I got enough words on the page here to get me through it, I think. I'm kind of a script man, Craig. I'm not confident enough in front of people to wing it too much. So,
do you have a joke or a funny line ready?
Well, there's a lot of them.
Can we have just one? Can you just test one?
You can try it out and let us know if it works.
And we'll let you know if that's a line you probably should be using for the coach's roast tonight.
Okay,
we'll be honest.
If I can find something.
Okay, coach's roast again at the Knights of Columbus. The social begins at 5. Bratwurst, chips, and beans. Dinner at 6.
Yeah.
And the roast at 7. Tickets $8 at the door tonight.
All right. Let's see if you guys even think this is funny at all.
Okay.
All right. It would start like, okay. I'm up there. You know, it's always tough getting up here and talking about a Lincoln Patriots state title. Granted, the good Lord has spared me that inconvenience most years. But you have to give credit where credit is due. Aaron Devers and his staff over there at Lincoln got a lot of mileage out of a great running back during a down year in big school football last year and milked it to a high school championship. So, you know, let's give them their due. That would be the joke.
Maybe you got to have more inflection in it or something.
Okay.
give me the last line again, please.
Okay.
The last line.
Maybe I should have given you more of a punchy one-liner joke.
Just give us the last line of what you just said. Let's see if that works again. More inflection.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Now I lost my place. Okay. All right. You know, it's always tough getting up here and talking about a Lincoln Patriots state title. Granted, the good Lord has spared me that inconvenience most years. But you have to give credit where credit is due. Aaron Devers and his staff over there at Lincoln got a lot of mileage out of a great running back during a down year in big school football. Then they melted to a high school state championship. So, you know, let's give those guys their due. Did you hear it that time?
Yeah, I
heard you. We heard it.
God, you guys are terrible.
I would suggest you fine-tune that one for tonight. Although, you know, after, you know, the folks there may love that one after they've heard it, and now we'll understand it for tonight. Oh, we love having fun.
This has been a great success, and I'm very grateful that you guys were back.
Well, you do a great job with it there, Mick. How many years have you been the MC?
Probably about 15 or so. Sweet. I'm just estimating that.
I can't wait because, you know, the college coaches will be there, high school coaches. How many, you suppose, will be showing up tonight?
We'd have, like, I would guess, should be around 10 guys.
Sure.
All the city high school guys will be there, I think. USD, SDSU, Augie, and USF, plus Kent Mule over at West Central and Chad Garrow at Brandon. So it's a pretty good deal.
So who feels more of the wrath? Is it the guys that you've roasted for a while, or is it the newbies to kind of initiate them into the club?
Well, there's always people who are tough. A lot of people aren't real vulnerable. Some are. But a lot of them aren't. I can never really come up with a very good joke about Kim Nils. For some reason over the years, never been able to really nail him too much. Lincoln's always tough. It used to be you'd make that fan joke. But now,
now that is funny. Hurry up. Give him one of those.
Okay, well,
give him the band. There, he mentioned the band. Okay, there you go.
Well, you see, like, the setup for that would be, I'd pick a joke that wasn't the best one to pick out there, but like typically with the Lincoln joke, you'd kind of turn it around, the Lincoln band joke, where you'd go, you know, you used to, now this would be during a year where Lincoln had a bad season. You'd go, well, you know, I've been really milking that joke about how the band, is, Lincoln band is a much bigger deal over there than the football team. But now the band's no good anymore.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
There's a lot of stuff like that in there, too.
Now, we're not making fun of the Lincoln band. Trust us, we're not, because they are They're always good. But it was always one of those years, and Aaron Beavers really got ticked when it happened, is that, you know, during the years they struggled early on, one at a home Lincoln game, once the halftime show was done, half the crowd left and left nobody left to watch the football game. And that really ticked him off. And he's really changed the attitude at Lincoln. And that's why they got a couple of state titles over there.
That was a very fruitful area of humor for me back in the day. You know,
you're not going to be able to use that one this year, are you?
Sort of dried up, yeah.
All right, very good. Well, I hope you have a good time tonight with the Knights of Columbus. The annual Coach's Roast, get over there at about 5 o'clock when the social begins. Tickets available right at the door, 8 o'clock. Everyone will be ready for everybody over there at the Knights of Columbus, 315 North Summit Avenue.
Right, Craig, and make sure that you tell your audience several times now after I leave that that first joke that I said I was going to tell, I'm heeding your advice, and it will not be. You will not waste time with that one when I get there.
Stop, Matic. So do any of the coaches, do they have input? Do they come up and willingly give you ammunition to use against them, hoping that you would?
No, the key word there would be willingly. Unwillingly for a lot of them, 2013 gave me all I needed.
It is a great time. If you're a high school or college football fan, get over to the Knights of Columbus, get over to the Marquette Hall between 5 and 6 o'clock tonight. Get your bratwurst, chips, and beans. It's a great time. Mickey, you always do a great job with it. Real quick, University of South Dakota football, they got a week to go, a week and a half before they get ready for Oregon. Any big news that have come out of the Kion football camp here in the last week?
No. I guess this week is notable, and then it's the last week where they're really just, you know, trying to get things straight. Next week will be the week where all of a sudden they flip on that, you know, that film of Oregon and start trying to figure out a way to you know, piece together a game plan against a team that they're going to be, you know, way, way overmatched against. In its own way, I guess it's kind of fascinating how you go about that. From everything I've talked to with all the players and the coaches, you don't have much choice but to approach it like it's another week and Oregon is going to be vulnerable anywhere in a game like this seems a little ridiculous, but you got to start someplace and you got to try to pick out stuff that you think that you have the best chance of succeeding with and go from there.
Anything in the paper we'll be reading from you here before the weekend is out?
A couple of Twins talks probably.
Sure.
That would be about it. We start up Monday. Monday we'll have some football stories in there about Cavs preparing for Oregon and then several more next week along those lines.
Mick, have fun tonight. You do a great job with it. Have fun with it. Appreciate the work you do with
Don't tell that joke.
The Knights of Columbus
Matic
as well.
Didn't like it.
Okay. All right.
If we think of something funny, we'll text you something, all right?
All right. Okay.
Yeah, like you want this.
Thanks, Mick. Take care, pal.
Yep.
There he goes, Mick Gary. He's
Mick couldn't get off the phone fast enough.
I know, he couldn't get off fast enough.
Just because you'll text it to him doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to... Will you stop? Now you're just
trolling. He will do great. He'll do great tonight. Trust me, he will do great.